right.
Another cult classic movie night is coming to Reading's historic Cascade Theater October 4th with a showing of the sci-fi film Blade Runner. Gather some friends, grab a drink and snacks at the bar, and enjoy a screening of this chilling futuristic detective thriller starring Harrison Ford, Friday, October 4th at 7:30 at the Cascade. Advance tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Your host hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Hey everybody, Brent Weber back with Scorecard Scribblings this week. We're going to be previewing the Valley Bowl. That'll be our game of the week coming up on Friday, West Valley at Central Valley. Also, if you missed the interview with NBA assistant coach Ron Adams, we'll hear re-rack of that interview coming up a little bit later in our hour of Scorecard Scribblings. You can always find out more by checking out scorecardscribblings.com. You can email me, Brent, at scorecardscribblings.com. But let's start this hour with West Valley at Central Valley, our game of the week this week. It'll be our third time seeing West Valley so far, of course, coming off that great section championship, and Coach Greg Grandel joins us right now. This one, well, I'd say it's a little different because you're taking on a coach from your staff a year ago and his new team at Central Valley, Coach Aaron Richards. But you're used to taking on guys that you've either coached with or have coached with you.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about that in our scout report that, you know, what a compliment to our program that we have so many guys out there. We have actually currently about 25 ex-coaches or maybe players, you know, that were some of them coaches and players that are out from Sutter High School North, about 25 guys that have some association with our program. So that is a compliment to our school, and I celebrate it.
You guys have averaged your team 4-0 this year. We started out with the win over Shasta that we had on our first game of the week, then the great comeback win at Foothill that I know gave you some teaching points. We had the broadcast of the Enterprise game, and last week at Red Bluff, you went down there and thumped them pretty good. So 4-0, putting a lot of points on the board, and you go against you take it on the road this week. Don't want to get them overconfident, but you have to feel good heading into this one.
Yeah, you know, we just we don't talk a lot about records or common opponents or anything. We're about always being respectful of our opponent, and then we're just trying to, you know, to get our game right, you know. So it's not that the opponent's not, you know, insignificant, but it's just we just want to keep going in the right direction. So we always, you know, they run the triple option, which is very hard offense to defend. And, you know, I don't particularly care who they played. You know, we're not going to talk about, well, this is a big school or a small school. It's, you know, anything could happen on Friday night. So we just want our guys to be focused on our improvement and things coming out of Red Bluff that we need to get better at. And, you know, we're going against a coach that knows us well. You know, he played here and coached here. His defensive coach was also one of my coaches. So, you know, we obviously have a friendship there and respect there. So he'll have his guys ready, and we'll have to play well to win.
And these are young, these young men are kids, and, you know, there's also that emotional part for most of your kids who, of course, know those coaches as well. So you want to make a positive experience, but not have them get too weepy-eyed about seeing that they're opposing their old coach there.
Right, right. Because, you know, both coaches are very popular guys here. But, you know, it's my job as a senior coach to empower and support guys that want to go into the field. And I think it's a great compliment to our program. And, you know, actually this year I was on a plane flight with Aaron going down to see another one of my coaches. Wedding and we talked football for the whole trip. So, you know, I want to support him. Of course, you know, he's my guy. So I want him to go, 9-1 every year. You know what I mean? So, you know, I want to support him. But, Friday night, it'll be a different thing. He's going to try to win. We're going to try to win and we'll see how it goes.
And with that said, it would be good for football in the county if Central moved back to being, you know, a team of a school of prominence. I know a couple of team guys have tried to give it a shot, and hopefully, you know, good for everybody if Aaron can field a competitive team up there.
Sure, you know, and he will. He's going to go, yeah, every new coach. I've had in my 35 years, I've had many of my guys ask, hey, do you think I'm ready? And I tell them no, because you're never ready until you're the head coach, you know. And so, you know, they kind of look at me like, what? And he's ready for all of it. But if you've never been a head coach, you're not really ready till you're in that arena, and then you'll learn as you go. But he'll get them going. He's a good soldier. He has a good system. Hopefully he could turn them around, and you're absolutely right. You know, if football's going to survive, you want to see all the schools, kids excited about football in each school. So, and some of that excitement is going to come from having some success. So, you know, I think that needs to happen. That needs to happen across the country, you know, mm-hmm. I want to see numbers up in football, not numbers down. So.
Yeah. Well, you touched on this before. Offense has not been a problem for you guys, nor has defense for that matter. But when you're facing a triple option, you know, there's one thing about that offense is, A, you don't see it very often, and, B, it always takes a couple of games to get that thing in gear. Well, they now have a couple of games under their belt. They won one. They lost one. But no matter how you look at it, that's an offense that only improves, theoretically, with reps. So you've got to, I guess, drill that into your defense.
Well, you know, remember the Titans, it's like Novocaine, you know. So it is a good offense, and it is, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities, and guys have to do their job. And if they don't, you know, there's big gaping holes, and that's why guys run that offense. So we got to do a good job. You know, we're going to have to be disciplined and unselfish in some of our techniques versus that offense. And Aaron is a good offensive mind, so he's going to be a hard guy to match wits with. But he's up for the challenge, I'm sure. Probably pretty excited, and so are we. So hope we're hoping we do well, and everything we put in works. And there we go, you know, big game.
Replacing a young man who was considered by many the best player in the North State last year, you have done a good job, I think, or the students have done a good job for you of using multiple bodies to fill the role. It, in a way, makes you tougher to defend. You've got three guys that have actually four. Fred Donato is healthy and all that. You've got Lambert, Morosti, Aguilar, Reginato, all racking up some points, some offense, and Wacker's helped you out. And then you unveiled young Mr. Boys on us a couple of weeks into the season.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is offense by committee a little bit regarding running backs, but it was more so, and Bailey was obviously a very great player and a guy you can't really replace, but some of it's just the philosophical side of offense this year. You know, last year we ran zone read, which is a single back type offense, and you know, it really premiered that one back, and that was Bailey, and that was great for us because he was quite a guy. But this year we run the fly, and the fly is a offense where a lot of guys can touch it and get a chance. So Part of it is, you know, not being able to replace Bailey and running back by committee, but part of it's just the philosophy of the fly offense. You know, we want to give a lot of guys a chance.
Well, before we let you go, I've been wondering, are you one of those coaches who, does things, you know, before the game or at team dinner? Do you have your team? You mentioned, remember the Titans. Do you ever have your kids watch a movie to get fired up or anything like that?
No, we don't do movies, but we do a lot of team builders. We do a team dinner every Thursday night with our team, and I have a speaker come in and speak to the guys. He's actually our chaplain of our team, and he's the head of Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Northern California, Norm Slosted. So he comes and speaks to our team every Thursday, and we do a team lunch after school on Friday, and so we do a lot of things. I think I got that, a lot of that, from being a wrestling coach. You know, wrestlers, they starve all week, and it's a glorious time when they finally get to eat, you know, and so it brings a lot of unity, having a meal together. I think having a meal anyway is pretty intimate experience between people, and so it's good for our team to have a pre-battle meal, and we kind of do that. You know, we have shown film in the past, but mostly our setup is the team dinner on Thursday and team lunch on Friday.
Well, Greg, Coach Randall, I appreciate you taking the time out. I'm looking forward to Friday. Your team pretty good, but you've surprised me every week with something new, so looking forward to the Valley Bowl on Friday night.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time on the air. I think it promotes the sport and the kids, and that's what it should be all about.
All right.
So thank you for having me.
You bet. When we come back, we will talk to Coach Aaron Richards from Central Valley. He counts Coach Randall as one of his mentors, rightfully so, as Scorecard Scribblings continues here on KCNR. I'm Brent Weber, back in a minute.
So what's Scorecard Scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Coming down the three. Welcome back to Scorecard Scribblings. Brent Weber, our game of the week coming up. Central Valley High School hosting West Valley. It is the Valley Bowl. And some little bit of extra juice as we roll out a Valley Bowl here in 2019, as Aaron Richards has taken control. And, you know, that basically means you get blamed for everything bad and the kids get credit for everything good, which is the way it's supposed to be. But he's the new head coach of Central Valley High School, and he joins us now. For starters, you come from a premier program in the North State, West Valley. That's where you cut your teeth as a kid and as a coach, really. And you now have your hands full. It's always tough to take over as the head guy. Greg Grandel told me that he always tells guys on his staff when they ask, when am I ready to do this? And he says, you're never going to be ready. You found that out pretty quickly, huh?
Yeah, no, I asked him. I actually was curious because we were talking about Lance Gosh, who's my defense coordinator. And I've always wanted to be a head coach. I didn't realize it was going to be this early. I'm super excited about the opportunity that Kyle Turner gave me. But yeah, no, as a first year head coach, you're never ready. There's things that you just don't think about. Greg, we definitely had a great conversation. He's a mentor. Even to this day, I call him all the time and ask him questions. So, you're never ready, but you just got to keep moving forward. And it's just, I told the kids week one, I said, you guys are going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. And I pointed out on film all the time, hey, listen, this was a bad play call, or this, we shouldn't have done this. This is what they showed on film. So, just keep moving forward and getting better as a program, and that's pretty much where we're doing every week. So,
well, you got the first one out of the way, and that's always important for any program. You got the game ball up there. I see here in the coach's office that the kids gave you with the win over Trinity to start things off last week. Reality check. Gridley came back big, and although it was a football game, in the end, where does that put you? 1-1, where it's not hard to convince the kids they got a lot to work on.
You know, it's funny because, first of all, I'll talk about the game ball. They gave that to me. So we have a new tradition here about earning your stickers. So they get their stickers after their first win as a varsity player. Then that day we did it, they presented me with the ball. And so that's something I'm going to treasure for a very long time. It's really, really, really neat. To answer the other side of your question, we fought, the effort and the way that we played football against Gridley we played a really, really good football team, and it was a competitive ball game all the way through. We made too many mistakes. We had almost 400 yards of offense in that game, and it wasn't that they, made plays on defense. We stopped ourselves. They're a good team, too. I mean, give them all the credit. They came out and they flat put us on us, But the biggest thing is, making sure we take care of the football and making sure that we really, really try and just limit penalties and mistakes, and we'll be okay.
Well, it is, stopping teams one thing, moving the ball, like you said, you guys have done that. And as coaching staff, you mentioned that you've tweaked your offense as you've gone through these first couple of games to fit your kids, as is often the case. What are we going to see from you on Friday night?
There's going to be some things that, I'm a big believer in making sure that you have something every week so that people haven't seen it and they can't be prepared for it. Just a little flavor of the week, Baskin-Robbins flavor of the week, if you would. But you know what? We're going to come out and we're going to do what we do now. We're going to run Flexbone triple option. There's going to be a couple different things that they haven't seen. They're going to have things that we haven't seen. You know, thank goodness that, you know, we have some familiarity with what they do, or else, you know, it'd be one of those things where I'd be, you know, at a pretty good disadvantage. They're a very well-run organization. Greg, Jim, you know, Frank, and all the rest of the staff out there, Coach Tibb, they do a great job getting these players ready, and they're bought in. And, you know, some of the themes that we have this week, you know, on defense, we got to make a play. You know, we got to the right spot last week, but we have to make the play when we get there this week. You know, and we want to earn respect. You know, I think it's really big. You were talking about the Gridley stuff after the game. The kids, you know, they basically asked me, when can we play them again? We want to play them again, you know. And they realize now the steps that we have to take to be successful. And it's cool just watching this progression of this group getting closer and closer together because, you know, listen, we might have, you know, 20, 22 kids, but they're together and they like each other. And I know from, you know, previous years that means it's special. So I'm super excited about Friday.
Usually you've got to keep kids' emotions in check, right? I mean, you know, they're going to – but they feed off their coaches. So how do you keep your emotions in check because that deep tie to West Valley? I mean, that I try to put myself in your shoes. You want to have a blast, and you know, but you don't want your kids to lose sight of do their job one play at a time kind of thing.
Sure. And, you know, I do think that it will be different. Just like when I came back from coaching college football and stepped on campus, it'll be different experience walking, you know, out there as a coach at West Valley, a different experience walking on the practice field, on the game field, out there at the pasture. So lining up against West Valley, it'll be different. It's going to be something new and exciting. But how cool for the North State that now we're going to have more competitive football week in and week out. And, you know, the good thing is coaching is, you know, definitely a big brotherhood and, you know, I want to go out and I want to compete with them and I want to go make sure that, you know, there isn't, oh, there's a W on the schedule this week or whatever, you know. So I think this is really cool. Greg and the rest of the staff, like I said, they mean the world to me. They're mentors. I lean on them a lot. So going out and competing with them is going to be really special on Friday night.
League football.
Yeah, and I, you know, that's another thing. I told the guys, listen, you want to be league champs if that's one of your guys' goals. Well, last time I remember, I think they're defending champs, defending Northern Section champs. So you got to go earn it. Nothing is given around here. So let's go try and earn one this Friday.
I asked this of Greg, and I try to ask it of coaches when I think about it. You're developing traditions here. You mentioned one with the stickers and things like that. As a coach, you also have to develop. You want things to come naturally, how you get a team's focus. Are you the storyteller, or are you the guy that plays a video clip? But what do you do to try to connect with the guys intellectually or beyond just football?
You know, probably the most important job I have is getting them, trying to use football as a vehicle to make them successful in life. Which is something that, you know, Greg did a great job. You know, football has given me everything, education, employment. So, really, I mean, I don't think I'm a great storyteller. I feel at times I find myself standing on a soapbox. But I think I am the motivator. I don't use video clips a whole lot. I'm not a big pregame rah-rah guy because if Friday Night Lights don't get you fired up to go play football with your best friend, and I don't know what we're doing. So the biggest thing is, you know, we use lessons in football, trying to get them ready to go, a positive, you know, part of our community. And that's why, you know, Shasta Lake is a great place to raise family. And, you know, just that's why the North State is a great place to be a part of. So, yeah.
Playing at home. That has to be something special, right? You've got a homecoming game coming a week from now. You got a chance to bring in the bad boys this week. That old cliche about taking care of your business in your own backyard, that's important to a program because it goes beyond the football team to the school itself.
Sure. You know, it, I've already told the boys this, and we've talked about it. But kind of a message was I don't really necessarily care if we have to play in a parking lot. Okay, and it is more special that your friends and family are going to be here, and it's a home game, and it's a league game, and it's, you know, the Valley Bowl or the Rally in the Valley or whatever you want to call the dang thing. You know, it's a Friday night football game in Northern California, and that's something cool and special. And you and your best friends get to go put it on. You know, how lucky are you? So, yeah, we're going to do our best. We're going to play, you know, as tough as we possibly can, defend our home turf, you know, from a really good 4-0 Eagle squad, defending section champs, you know. And I also kind of told the boys, you know, that one of our first goals, too, offensively, is we really want to get more first downs than Sutter did in that section championship game. You know, we need to score some more points than the rest of the Reading schools did on their defense. And if we can do both of those things, I think we're going to find ourselves in ball game.
One last thing, we're talking to Central Valley head coach Aaron Richards. Would you rather be playing West Valley on a 95 degree night or possibly a wet one where we may see winter weather tomorrow or on Friday night?
I kind of go back to my playing experience when that happens. Okay, me, my best friends, doesn't matter if it's a parking lot. Okay, just as long as we can get it in. Hats off to the maintenance crew. The unbelievable field right now. It's the best it's looked in a long time. I remember playing here when I played, and it was a mud bowl. But right now, it looks great. So if it's 95, it's 95, and we're going to be great. If it's 64 and muddy and wet, better hold on the football, boys.
Exactly. All right. Well, maybe we need to coin that Rally in the Valley, the Valley Bowl coming up on Friday. Thank you so much, Central Coach Aaron Richards. We'll be seeing you throughout the season, but good luck against your old team.
Really appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right. This is Scorecard Scribblings, back with a look at some of the other high school football games. And we'll hear a little bit of that interview with Ron Adams, Golden State coach, to close out this hour this week. You're listening to Scorecard Scribblings.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret to the rescue. Pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Carl's Jr. presents The Breakfast That Got Away.
It's been 5 years since our last morning together. I still remember your smell, your taste. I can't move on. My heart will wait as long as...
The wait is over! Carl's Jr.'s chorizo biscuit and burrito are back on the breakfast menu. Get spicy chorizo, egg, and pepper jack cheese on a made-from-scratch biscuit. Or all of that wrapped in a warm tortilla with crispy hash browns and fresh-made salsa. Get the chorizo biscuit and burrito today at Carl's Jr. Available for a limited time at participating locations.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th annual Harvest of Hope fundraiser banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids. For a full year from date of purchase, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'm your host, Brent Weber. You may have wondered over these last couple of months where the name came from, Scorecard Scribblings. I actually wrote a book, and I'm not trying to pimp it here, but just so you know where the name came from, called The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist. And in my career that started as an intern, well, actually started in college and radio and Georgia Network Radio, then I interned at CNN in Atlanta. I was there as an intern the day CNN went on the air. I was with CNN Sports, and most of my career has been in sports, though some in the North State will remember my time working in news, and I was very proud of that time and enjoyed it. But sports has been most of my career because I just love storytelling. I love sharing the joy of the game and the positives. And I know there are negatives. You know, there's bad stories everywhere. I try to focus on the good. But anyway, the sports guy I wrote when I had started trying to teach some college class. I think I'm making noise there. I had started trying to teach some college classes at Chapman University when I was working in Orange County for the Orange County News Channel. That was after CNN Sports went away, essentially. And I realized that there really wasn't a modern-day book at that time where if somebody wanted to get into sports or just wanted to get in the business all alone, you know, what they could expect, that wasn't negative. A lot of mentors would say, hey, you want to be a sportscaster? You want to be a newscaster? Well, you know, you're going to be poor. You're not going to have you're going to have to move from town to town. People get divorced, all these things that have nothing to do with anything other than life in general. What I wanted to do was not make people feel like their dreams were hopeless, but there were possibilities. Just wanted to help them be prepared. I shared a little of my humble life at that point, and that's why the name of it was The Sports Guy, Scorecard Scribblings from an Ordinary Journalist, because I think, you know, obviously I'm not a household name. Even though I did work at CNN Sports when that was a big deal in the 90s, I went back there, obviously, later in my career, once I'd gotten some experience and worked as a reporter and an anchor for CNN and CNN International Sports. That was a long time ago. That was in the 90s, and I worked for Fox Sports some. Anyway, enough of all that, but you were wondering where the name Scorecard Scribblings comes from. I named that book that because I wanted people to know, hey, I'm just the sports guy, you know, the guy that people would run into in the grocery store, and, hey, aren't you that sports guy? And I liked that. I liked that they didn't first think of my name, because that meant they liked that I was telling them stories. They equated things with the positives and the sports rather than, oh, it's all about me. Clearly not a great sports talk radio way to make your name. Today's thing is it's all about me, whoever it is that's behind the microphone, it seems. But not for everybody. That's not the way I am. So if you've ever wondered what that is, I generally do tape the show, though I'm not opposed to doing it live. I do that because I try to set up some interviews in and around my other responsibilities. I love doing these shows. You can always send me an email, Brent@scorecardscribblings.com, if you'd like. You would have just heard here in this last half hour or so, interviews with our two head coaches of the high school football game of the week. Aaron Richards was our last segment, and he's the first-year head coach of the Central Valley Falcons. He is a former coach and a former player, in fact, with West Valley, and West Valley is who his team will be playing host to this week. They will have their hands full. He was an assistant coach on that West Valley team that won the section championship last year, the fourth, I believe, of Greg Grandel's tenure there, or in West Valley history. And I would say that I don't get into odds making, but I would say that West Valley is heavily favored in this game. They're 4-0. Central's trying to build a program that has struggled in recent years. Part of that has to do with down enrollment and so on. But Central has really shown some signs that they're going to turn the corner this year. A good showing, an upset win over West Valley would mean everything going into this first week, as it turns out, of league football. That's right. This is a Northern, this is a conference game, a league game, whatever you like to call it. It is the Northern Football League. And Northern League, there are six teams. West Valley, of course, defending champs. The only team that beat them last year, or the only team, Lassen was the only team, their only loss in the league last year was to West Valley. And West Valley, of course, ran the table except for their shocking loss last year to Enterprise, which they have since avenged, as you heard on our Game of the Week previously. So West Valley, Lassing, Corning, Central, Anderson, and Yreka. This, though, could very well be the last Valley Bowl, because Central will be joining a new league next year. They'll be in a league with UPrep, and that will be next year. So this will be their last season in the Northern League. This weekend, we don't normally get to expand on the high school games, but because we have some time this week, we'll look at some upcoming games on the schedule, specifically in that league. Foothill will be at Lassen. Looks like a pretty good matchup. Both teams are 2-1. And, of course, we had Lassen on our Game of the Week, and they looked very good last week against Enterprise. Yreka's at home. Yreka playing a little better. They got a win last week. They'll be taking on Henley, so we'll see how good they are. They've got a new coach down there. Anderson's at Oroville. That's a non-league game, but both those teams are 1-1, and for Anderson, they're trying to bounce back, so we'll see where they stand in that affair, but not a league game. And, of course, the West Valley-Central Valley Conference opener, as they like to call it, the Northern Conference, here in the northern section of high school football. We can take a look at some other games scheduled on the scoreboard for this weekend. For those of you who are kind of trying to figure out, well, what do I want to do this weekend? You know you're going to be listening to the game here on KCNR when we bring you that pregame show at 7:15 and the postgame, and kickoff around 7:30 from Central. But some other games on the schedule, let's take a look. We'll run that down for you here in the northern section. Looking for that. Me and my handy-dandy computer here. Looking up that northern section scoreboard. As we speak, as I do that, congratulations to Shasta College. They got a nice win last week over West Hills, and very impressive that they would start off 2-0. They're back in the top 25 in the state. And really looking forward to seeing how the Knights are able to develop this year and hopefully become a powerhouse quickly. That's one of the great things about college football junior college football, community college, whatever you want to call it, you can turn a team around after a rough season. You can turn them around in a heartbeat, and that is precisely what Chest is already showing some signs of doing. Back to high school, let's take a look at some of the other games in the county and elsewhere. Chester will be at Burney, Williams at Willows, Butte Valley at Reading Christian in eight-man football. Maxwell's at Biggs, Hayfork at McLeod, Los Molinos at Etna, Valley Christian at Hamilton. Now, some of the bigger schools. Enterprise travels to Highlands. They're looking for that first win. Trinity is at Hoopa Valley. Neither of those teams have posted wins. Trinity got thumped pretty good by Central in the opening week of the season. Fall River at home. They're taking on Quincy. Pleasant Valley is at home against Rancho Cotate. I believe that's how you say it. Live Oak is at Gridley. That ought to be actually a very interesting game this weekend. Paradise, 4-0. What a story. What a story the Bobcats are. 4-0 at Durham this week. Shasta travels to Eureka. Shasta still hasn't kind of given us an indication if they're going to be a team this year to beat, because they're 1-2. And it's an interesting matchup, but Eureka's just 1-3, so we'll keep an eye on that score for you, and all these scores on Friday. Chico will get a good test at Sutter, 3-0 Chico, a good start for Chico this season. And just a couple of other games on Friday night. Anderson is at Oroville. I mentioned earlier Anderson really needs to get a win there. We mentioned Henley will be at Wairika, East Nicholas at Pierce. Red Bluff is in Corning. Red Bluff surprisingly off to an 0-3 start. Not surprising when you consider their schedule, but they don't see that very often. UPrep's at Colusa. Should be a tough test for UPrep, who we hope to be doing their game of the week next week. Foothill travels to Lassen. That's going to be a telling tale right there. Foothill at Lassen should be a good test for both of those teams. And Weed is at Portola. So those are the games coming up on Friday. Saturday night on the schedule, just taking a look there to see if there's any biggies that we're missing on September 21st. I don't really see anything. Let's see. We got, so nothing major to report on that schedule that day. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we will wrap it up here on Scorecard Scribblings. I'm Brent Weber. You're listening to KCNR Scorecard Scribbling. Yay.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Can one word alter the course of your life? Axiom Repertory Theater opens its fourth season with Nick Payne's Constellations, a contemporary tale of a couple in love, parallel universes, and quantum physics. John Truitt directs this fascinating play that follows the life of Marianne and Roland as their relationship plays out in an infinite number of possibilities. Constellations is on stage at Reading's Old City Hall, September 19th through October 5th. For tickets and information, visit axreptheater.com. It's an AxRep show.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hey everybody, this is Brent Weber. Thanks for joining us on this edition, September 18th, 2019, of Scorecard Scribblings. I promised earlier, or I had mentioned earlier, we were going to replay some of the Ron Adams interview, my friend and assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors, and you heard it in previous weeks, but unfortunately, some of the quality of that interview, not what I want it to be. So I'll get another interview with Ron going, and we'll have that once we get into the NBA season, which, believe it or not, is coming very, very soon. But let's talk a little more high school football before we go, and also an update on some baseball as well. We mentioned that the Valley Bowl will be going on this weekend. That'll be our broadcast, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 is the kickoff time. A couple things to tell you about in that contest. We mentioned Aaron Richards taking over. He's got some tricks up his sleeve and some fun. The Northern Athletic League, NAL, first game for him as a coach at Central Valley against his old team. His roster's down to just about 20 folks. But there's a lot of connection between CV and West Valley in that contest. So hopefully you can be sure and join us in our broadcast from Ron Hale Memorial Stadium. That'll be coming up on Friday night. It ought to be a lot of fun, a lot of great connections and so on in that contest, and a lot of fun things to tell you about as we get going on and bring you that big high school football game on Friday night. Really enjoying doing so this season. Wanted to talk a little bit about baseball, but first I want to mention that the Shasta College Knights are indeed up to the still in the top 20, but they've inched up. They were 25th last week, and now after a 30-14 victory over West Hills, they have moved to the number 19 spot in the California Community College Sports Information Association poll. Didn't start the year in the polls, but they have continued to move up. They're also in some other polls as well, and I think that's great for everybody. They're ranked right now as the seventh best team in the national division. San Mateo, number one, Butte, American River are also in there as well. Riverside City is the number one team listed in the entire state. Butte is listed as the number two team in the CCC, Sports Information Association's poll. That is as of, that was the first week. So updating that to this week, week two, did I get you that one right? Yeah, that's their first poll. So they're there and moving up. So this week, Shasta College, watching the scoreboard, they are at Santa Rosa. That's a 1 o'clock game in the afternoon to head down to the Bay Area. And you can always keep up with those. Our good friends over, Gary Moore and the folks over at Shasta County, the Shasta Sports TV over on the YouTube side. You can catch up with their games. They do the all of the Shasta College games, I believe, on the road and at home. So you can tune in with Gary. You'll find a link, I'm sure, on the Shasta College website if you want to keep up with that game on Saturday afternoon. So always a lot of fun there. And they'll be home, the 28th of September, 5th of October against Sac City and then the College of Sequoias. We'll try to see if we can get an interview for you with their head coach during that time, kind of tee those up for you on one of the future scorecard scribblings events. Now I mentioned baseball. We kept up with the Triple A Sacramento River Cats during the Colt 45 summer collegiate wood bat baseball season. So many of you may be wondering, how did their year wind up? Well, they did it. They won. They won what's the equivalent of the Triple A championship. They wind up winning the Triple A National Championship by shutting out Columbus 4-0 in the Triple A National Championship game at AutoZone Park in Memphis, Tennessee. Caleb Barajar took excellent job pitching for the Giants prospect. Looking at the box score from that game, these are the guys that were on this team that you're starting to see in San Francisco. The Braves did this many, many years ago. They focused on winning at the minor league level, and you want it to become something that you expect, not just trying to play for yourself, but play to win. And Barajar pitched 5 shutout innings, wound up getting the win. Pinto got the hold, and they won that one pretty big over Columbus, 4-0. Sacramento winning the AAA championship, and I believe it's the first time since they've used this format that they've actually posted that win. Let's face it, Sac has a bunch of their players have moved on and up to the big club throughout the season. So just the simple fact that they were able to win this one and pull it off, you got to tip your cap undoubtedly to the Sacramento River Cats, who pull off a huge first time that they've done this since this format. I believe it'll date back to 2004. That we've seen them winning the AAA deal. They're already touting next season's matchup with the host club. And they're going to be hosting. It's a big fundraiser for them, big way to make some money. Out of spring training, they wind up hosting the San Francisco Giants in one of the final games of the spring training season, as it were, the Cactus League season. And they're already trying to get folks to put that one on their schedule. So you ask me, well, what day is that to put on the schedule? Let's take a look. Pulling it up, the rivercats.com website, AAA National Champions from 2019. And they will be taking on the San Francisco Giants March 22nd, 2020. So already selling those tickets, I believe, to those River Cats games. The Oakland A's are the team people are talking about. It's been an awful lot of fun to continue to see them staying alive in the wild card race. They look like a team that is very confident. And to me, in the American League, they're a team that needs to be reckoned with because they're confident. They're more than just a couple of guys. It's kind of the annual Oakland A's no-name team. And a lot of folks don't know who they are other than the ace pitcher fires. But Oakland is one of those clubs that I think people need to be starting to think about quite a bit, looking at the wild card standings. Now, they are playing this afternoon, so this will all update. But as they entered this day, Oakland right in the thick of things in the wild card race. As you very well know, it's all who's healthy, who's strong going into that postseason, and doesn't take much. If you get into that wild card game, you get a win, you keep moving on, and you never know what can happen because wild card teams have indeed, Giants fans know this, gone on to win that whole deal. So we'll be keeping an eye on the A's. Just love that ball club, love the way they look, love the way they play. They just don't seem to quit. They've kind of got it all going. And Giants, they're not going to get Bruce Bochy to 500 this year. They needed to do that. They needed to get him there to reach a milestone in managing in his final campaign. But, hey, who cares? In the end, you got to love the great career, the way that Bruce Bochy has been he's just simply been embraced by Major League Baseball throughout his last time through as he prepares to retire as manager of that club. We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks as we get closer to the end of the baseball season and talk to some of the folks who cover the San Francisco Giants. So I think that just about going to wrap it up this week for Scorecard Scribblings. Appreciate you taking time to join us. We got to talk about a couple of other things. We'll be back to some fun interviews for you next week. You can always find me on Facebook, Scorecard Scribblings. Just search for that. And you can go to scorecardscribblings.com. We'll try to keep you posted with some of the new activities that we'll be handling. You can always find a copy, download a copy of the ebook. I recommend that over the original hardback book or paperback book if you're interested in that. And we will be at some point, hopefully in the near future, publishing that second edition of that book for those who are interested in learning more about getting into a career in sports journalism, broadcasting, and so on. But that's a story for another day. I appreciate y'all tuning in. Thanks to all my producers here, Ashley Essis and the Kingslayer.